Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Malicious Intent by Catherine Fox, published by Pan Macmillan in 2004. Today's book is all about forensic science, fragile women, and secrets. Sydney-based Dr. Anya Crichton is a freelance forensic physician and expert witness. She's called in by a lawyer colleague to help review the evidence surrounding the overdose death of a young woman in a public toilet. She's engaged by the dead woman's brother to help clear the family name and prove she was not a drug addict despite all the evidence. But Anya finds a more intriguing element to the murder, facts that don't quite add up in the life of the quiet but now dead Muslim young woman. Meanwhile, Anya struggles with the breakup of her marriage and the loss of the custody of her 3-year-old boy, as well as the shadow which has hung over her entire life, the disappearance of her own little sister 30 years earlier. Then, when a second suicide victim is discovered with similarities to the original case in the toilet block, Anya calls in a few favours from friends and colleagues to try to solve the seemingly unconnected crimes. And when a third and fourth potential match is found to the pattern, what has Anya unwittingly uncovered? Malicious Intent is a forensic crime story with a lot of scientific and intricate detail. I felt like I was learning a lot while actually being entertained. Not only does the story feature detail about medical evidence, but also for psychological theories about cults and materials used for recording studios. Anya Crichton is an intriguing and flawed character. She's haunted by her sister's death and the way it drove her family apart, only to have her own family torn apart by her husband winning custody of her son. This is a refreshing change to the usual divorced male leading character. Instead, it's the mother who has to face her child being taken away from her. Anya is determined and thorough and caring, devoting time to rape crisis centres on top of her usual job, and on the side she's learning to play the drums to let off steam. And yet, despite all this, Anya doesn't come across as a wounded heroine. She isn't some kind of superwoman. She's likeable, multifaceted and relatable, and somehow quite normal. And the rest of the female characters in the book are similarly well fleshed out, from the innocent and sweet to the vindictive and grumpy and everything in between. The plot follows the stories of five different victims, all unrelated but each with a history of abuse. From overbearing fathers and their physical or sexual abuse to drug problems and their struggles to live a normal life after the trauma they've suffered. The plot is tightly woven as Anya tries to pull at each thread to see how they intersect, while of course overlooking the most important detail of all. The book also explores the fine line between friendship, confidentiality and public service, where Anya and her good friend Detective Kate Farrah try to maintain a friendship alongside their obligations and ambition. So if you like detailed forensic investigations, great relatable female characters, intricate plots, moral dilemmas and dramas, I recommend Malicious Intent by Catherine Fox. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.